بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يزاد يا شرف حضرت عارش بالله حضرت مولانا شاكي محمد رسول الله عليه. The title تري عاشقوم يا جينا تري عاشقوم يا مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذبہ پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل مریزیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیری شان جذبہ ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے تیری شان جذبہ ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو میری کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بل يستلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاه أعزمه فطاب من طيبه نلقاه والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Nawar Allah Al-Markadahu, Tabrizi Zamana, the great Ashik, lover of our time, Allah Ta'ala left behind for us, myself, useless slaves to realize that what is love and real love, the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala has created us to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And where we'll get this, Hazrat explains, giving his life experience. And this was one of the first poems Hazrat wrote when he already tasted the deep love in the company of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When he was still a young person, 16, 17 years old, gave his life for the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us, that We shouldn't have outward show of love, but this ashik, this burning love in the heart of a person. That is obviously we can only get when Hazrat, also one of his beautiful poems Hazrat wrote, and which is internationally famous, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ke raaste. That if you really want to become a ashik, then learn, you want to become a lover of Allah, and that is the real value of a person. Teri aashiko mein jeena, teri aashiko mein marna. Allah, I desire only my life should be amongst your lovers, and I pass away amongst your lovers. In other words, I learn how to love, and I learn how to die. And what is that? Naqsh-e Qadam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. The friends of Allah, the true lovers of Allah, are those every moment of their life, every split moment, they got this worry. For one moment, where one breath of ours, we must not spend in the disobedience of Allah. And we must not, and where we will learn this love, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that announced to my servants, to your ummatis, that if you want the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or like myself, let me ponder in my dirty heart and see, if you think you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fattabi'uni, how much are we following our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat was an ashik, in other words, such a lover, that any time of the day or night, Hazrat was all the time in the thoughts of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and obviously you can't get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah ta'ala has commanded that if you want this love also to penetrate your heart, then Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That all people of Iman, that are the friends of Allah, Allah waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah has put the crown of friendship on our heads. We should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. That Ya Allah, you woke me up not only as a human being, but you woke me up as a Muslim. And make shukr to Allah. You woke me up as a mu'min. And oh Allah, you woke me up as a ummati of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And keep me firm on that path. So Hazrat says here, when you get, where you'll get this great and special gift, that you don't have to go around looking for a safe to look after. Allah puts it in a very special safe, the crevices of your ruh, that wherever you go, the ashiq, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's rahmat is descending upon them. And automatically, tanzilu rahma inda zikri salihin, fadlun an wujudihin, that the special mercies of Allah comes down upon, when you just talk about the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what can we understand, that how our Hazrat teaches us, that recite Durood Sharif with love upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest torrents of the floods of rahmat at this moment, on every moment, and now in this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif, which the first 10 days it's coming with the floods of rahmat. And it can't be that Allah Ta'ala bring us in the company of our Shaykh, the Mashaykh. And then what can we say, those that are in the Sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Rozai Park, and Hazrat has taught us so beautifully that if you want to get this drop of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, then when you write at the Rozai Park, then beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy that Allah Ta'ala has revealed on the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want any of his slaves to be left out and go towards Jahannam. Allah save me, all of us. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الذُّنُوبُ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That a person, Allah Ta'ala gave you the mubarak, the honorable opportunity to be right at Rozai Park, where torrents of rahmat is descending. Before we go there, we should take our spiritual bath. And how fortunate, and Hazrat teaches us, Let first learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to go to the house of Allah ta'ala, how to go to the beloved, make a lot of istighfar, recite a lot of durood, and then beg Allah, you have brought me so close to where your beloved and our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who showed us and took us out of the path of darkness and brought us to light. Allahu Akbar. So we are Allah Ta'ala, you have brought us here, and here in every gathering of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan Sharif especially, rahmat is pouring. So all myself, first of all, cleanse our dirt, my filthy heart, that outwardly we think that the heart, our clothes look very white, but in reality, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to make dua, Ya Allah, cleanse me, my dil muzakka, mujalla, musaffa banade, that purify my inside, that I think but as Hazrat explains, all that dirt that I'm somebody, it goes into the crevices of the heart, and that blocks us from the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the friends of Allah ta'ala. So anyway, when we get the taste of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where can we can understand this. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Allahu Akbar, they came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose heart was pining and yearning that how can people, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala even had to console our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you're tearing your chest apart, that how people can't realize to be a mu'min, to be a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what an ashik is. So those who came and who could be the most fortunate than other than Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, who loved thick and thin what Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. From before Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam was granted the great honor of announcing the Nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he was 2 years younger than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi sallam, and close, and he knew some Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam's in and out. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced the Nabuwat, that Allah ta'ala made me Khatam al-Nabiyyin, just to get itminan, he was convinced this is Muhammad, this everybody knew that he was Siddiq, and he was the most truthful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked, what is your proof? Just to give his heart to people who are questioning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, didn't that dream that you saw in Sham, he was convinced immediately the first person to recite Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And what a lover, that he knew my beloved can never for a moment never utter any word, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. When people could not understand that how Allah Ta'ala, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, what great honor Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, go bring my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just our Hazrat Hakim Aftasab down barakatuma wa dada shaykh, and he says, I tere ashiko me jina, tere ashiko me marna. I just love to love amongst your lovers and love to die amongst your lovers. In other words, give my life for Allah Ta'ala. And then he gives a beautiful ashikana tarjuma. He says, do you know when Allah Ta'ala has given you a special appointment so that you don't forget and you don't be ever late? Allah Ta'ala has got a special honorable announcer, the muazzin. And the muazzin, Allahu Akbar, their position on the day of Qiyamah, we do it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and the greatest complete da'wat. They'll have beautiful, long, shining necks. So he says, when Allah Ta'ala wants wants you to come to the house of Allah and just drown in the rahmat of Allah, Allah says, Hayya ala salah. Allah says, oh my beloved, where are you still? Your appointment is just now. Then a person thinks that let me just finish this work, or let me just close my shop. Immediately Allah Ta'ala announces, Hayya ala salah. Oh my beloved, I'm thinking of you. Come for your success here. So who could inform us of this? Only our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, if you also want a taste of the love of Allah, Allah has made it, as Hazrat says so beautifully, that you to Allah wala banna bahut mushkil hai. To become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala is extremely, it's a very great price. But Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. دیت اللہ والوں کسی اللہ والوں کے ہاتھ پکڑو اور ان کے ساتھ چلو وٹ آؤٹ اینی کوشچن اینڈ یو سی یو ول آلسو اللہ والا بننا آسان نہیں ہوگا اینڈ وٹ ٹو بیکم دا فرینڈ آف اللہ جسٹ ٹو ہیٹ دا دس اوبیڈینس آف اللہ ٹو ہیٹ سن اینڈ ناٹ ایکچولی دس اوبیڈینس آف اللہ تعالیٰ آل دوز تھنگز وچ ٹو ڈے وی ٹیک اٹ لائٹلی اور اٹس مکرو مکرو از وٹ اللہ ڈس دس لائک And for Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, whatever there is no category of it's sunnah or it is not, whatever my beloved Allah Rabbul Izzat loves, that I'll follow my beloved Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Hazrat says, hey, اسی طرح سے ممکن تیرے راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل پہ شکر کرنا, to go on to tread this path of the love of Allah. And as we are learning here, myself, we make our intention, we came to make to scrape my dirty heart with all that the munafakat and come into the path of suluk. And our salik, the person who's walking this path, is the salik. Myself, Allah, make us through salikin, and we follow our shaykh who has spread this path through the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they announce to us, ویسے محبت تنہا نہیں چل سکو گے محبت کے راستے, ہم چل رہے ہیں تم ہمارے ساتھ چلو. To walk on this path of the love of Allah is not so easy. Just hold our hands. In other words, hold firm onto the life of your mashayikh. Your heart will take to when you see them. You'll iza raw zukir Allah. You'll see Allah. You'll feel that Allah Ta'ala is in. That these are the men of Allah. And you can only be the men of Allah if you're following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to tread this path, which is a very, very honorable path, but very delicate also. So you sometimes, and especially people like ourselves, myself, and young people, shaitan's attack is all the time on us. All our nafs and shaitan, so he says, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. And Hazrat is giving his heart that in a village where Allah Akbar, alone, a young man living in Purpur, what is Shaykh Hazma Abdul Ghani Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat says, sometimes you'll have to make sabar. In other words, and this is not sabr like myself to stay away from sun, but sabr that to be in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, that I must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I must not be, don't show any disrespect any minute. And mustn't upset any time. And sometimes you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that where me, and where this honorable gathering, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fadl karna. And Hazrat says that our object and purpose of life, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, the true slave is, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That I love for Allah and I die for Allah. In other words, every moment, Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. When we come for ibadat, is only out of Allah Ta'ala to al-wadidwanu min Allah Akbar. And that is why the friends of Allah says, Ya Allah, that moment when you want to take my life, let it be that you are extremely happy with me. And what more, Allah Ta'ala grant us all out of His fadl and karam and mercy, right at the Rauza I pass. Great, great personalities are getting this honor. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we learn here that now to say, Hazrat says, guna chorna asan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. And that is a slave of Allah. Yehi aashiko ka shewa, yehi aashiko ki adat. And this is that, what we say, not your second nature. This is your fitrat. Allah created us to be the obedient slaves and to be the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Allah presented Himself in front of all our ruh. And our first beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Ta'ala announced, Alastu bi Rabbikum, Allahu Akbar. We all announce, hearing, and according to some narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable Mubarak voice was first, Qalu bala. And we all But fortunately, Allah's fazal and karam, we all, whether we remember or not, we all announce it. So we beg Allah Ta'ala to keep us firm on that. And when Malakul Maut come, Allah Ta'ala should be at extreme happiest moment. Like Hazrat teaches us that Hazrat Maulana Namul Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Ji used to announce and say that love your, when you come out in a path of Allah Ta'ala, then learn to go and learn taqwa. And love your life on taqwa. when Malakul Maut comes, that will be your real Eid. Everybody, you will be in Eid and everybody will be crying. یہی اس کی علامت ہے یہی اس کی ضمانت ہے کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. Says this is the true sign and the sign of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and that burning love. Allah save me, not become the lovers of the falsehood of shaitan, that we make sajda and all that brings pride in me. Allah save me. And that is why to get this ishq, this burning love, we have to come here and beg Allah Ta'ala for this burning love. It's not that it will just get lit on its own. Till your last moment we have to be worried. And the attacks of shaitan will come till the last moment. And Allahu Akbar, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you love with them, at those moments Allah will open to your heart. When Malakul Maut comes, it's not going to Allah save me, all of us. For the man of Allah ta'ala, he puts a severe attack. But our Dada Shaykh used to say, Mera zauk yeh hai, jisne ek dafa Allah ishq ke saath liya, Allah ta'ala usko maut ke waqt akela nahi chhodega. Shaitan will leave us, he's our arch enemy. And we see, Allahu Akbar, the great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi says, that at the time of maut, Shaitan came with a heavy attack on Tawheed. That what is your proof? Allah Rabbul Izzat is one. And he gave proof after proof, and Shaitan was breaking it. And then Allah Ta'ala got ilham, his sheikh was making wuzu and dropped short in force, his sheikh dropped his lota and said, tell Shaitan, you believe in Allah with no proof. Qul huwallahu ahad. We don't need any proof. So Allah, when he said that, Shaitan just disappeared in thin air. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. That is why the lovers of Allah, they are engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we have majlis of zikr, but all the time on their own, any moment, their heart is all the time in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiko mein jeena, tere aashiko mein marna. Then Hazrat is teaching us, don't be fooled by shaitani dhoka. Ma hazil hayatu dunya illa mataul ghurur. That you say your life support, they make you sick and then they put you on artificial life support. Life support is that to live in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sum total of our life, that we should become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this we have to beg Allah ta'ala, ihdina siratul mustaqim. And Hazrat teaches us, especially in this time and age, read this ayat, read this ihdina siratul mustaqim, this beautiful ayat, and read it till the end, 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening, and then read, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. This is the time of Dajjal, where Shaitan's attack is directly on our iman. Allah save me, all of us. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashikon se seekha, tere sange dard pe marna. Hazrat says, when a young man, I didn't know that it's actually a thing like the love of Allah Ta'ala. It's not that Allah Ta'ala has made it a duty for us to perform salah. It is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat said, Hazrat says, out of Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, all the company of the pious Hazrat had, but Hazrat said that Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi taught us a very great gift, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That it is not just, the object is not also ibadat, it is to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. And where can you learn this? In the company of the lovers of Allah. Come here with myself first, with an open heart, with a niyat of islah, and see that Allah, you'll give your life for Allah ta'ala. And Sahaba Rajnam sat in the company of the most beloved. On the occasion when they were in the battle of the Khandaq, when they had to dig the trench, Allahu Akbar, at that time no food in their stomach. And what they announced, نَحْنُ الَّذِي بَايِعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا. We have put our hands in the hands of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the munafiqeen, Allah save me, all of us, this worry I should have all the time, they were taunting, you people don't have food to eat. And you people say that you gave your life for Aliyazu Billah. It's not for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life is for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَاتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَاتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ. When you're obeying the Nabi of Allah, you're obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to give them more courage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in that same, while digging the trench. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira. Fansuril ansar wal-muhajira. And Allah ta'ala make us through the sadqa of our mashayikh, also in that company of that great bandwagon of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then Hazrat mentions very beautiful poems here, but we just end of that. Hazrat says, when to Allah to come here, it's not that we came on our own. Yeh teri inayate hai, yeh teri madad ka sadqa. It is only your special favors, O Allah, and that Allah teaches us, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. That beg Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will put you on that path. Mere jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr karna. That me, a young man, and even, Hazrat says, bachpan ho gaya, abhi bachpana nahi gayi. Myself, we 55, 60, still can't control our eyes, where our eyes of the heart is going to open. So Hazrat says, this weak and useless servant like myself, you can only get this, to take this courage and to bear this pain of the heart, this real sabr. Many people saying, till when we must make sabr? Wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. And Allah Ta'ala, so then Hazrat ends of kabhi kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That where did I learn this love of Allah subhanahu, and here we learn the love, word sohbat, the true company of the man of Allah. So this love of Allah doesn't come by reading kitabs. It does na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. And deen, that is a jazba to give your life under all circumstances. And we see when you love in the company of the lovers of Allah, the greatest ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, then the true love, the true burning fire came out. Oma Muhammadun illa Rasul. He kept the ummah together. And even the strong men, the strong sahaba radiallahu at that time, their hearts were broken. Hazrat Umar radiallahu also said, you can't send the army out now. Hazrat Abu Bakr, that is what to be a lover of, to have sohbat. You must sibghat Allah, cover in the love of the lovers of Allah. Then you, under any condition, the whole world can, so to say, leave you and leave you aside. أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةِ حَبِيبِ لِهَا أُولَٰئِ الْهُمَكَاءِ One sahaba announced, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala through his sadqa make us follow in the footsteps of our mashayikh, and I owe, not an owe, a full share of that love that Allah put in the heart. أَيَنْكُسُ الدِّينِ وَأَنَا حَيِّ That deen, any small difference, as our Hazrat says, if the plane pilot moves 1 degree out, where will you land up when Malakul Maut comes? Right off the track, and you'll think you're on deen. And that is why we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, we shouldn't be fooled that I'm on hidayat, but keep me on hidayat and make dua for everybody that they become onto hidayat. And we don't know which manat, when malakul maut comes, when this love of Allah is there, then inshallah, when shaitan won't even think of attacking us. That if we come, Allah ta'ala will show us who you love what, that is with Allah ta'ala's mercy. All those thoughts will come into you at that time. Allah grant us this love out of His kindness and mercy, and give us all husn.